Welcome to Startup Gems, where we find undiscovered startup growth hacks, stories, and case studies from every random nook and cranny of the internet. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, an aspiring startup expert, or simply someone seeking inspiration, Startup Gems is your source for the stories that ignite the flames of innovation. I'm your host, Chris Kerner, and we're about to unravel the compelling story of Disco, a legal tech company that soared to great heights, faced tough challenges, and recently found itself at a crossroads. From strategic acquisitions to navigating a competitive market and maintaining an unwavering focus on customer retention, Disco's journey is a masterclass in business principles that every entrepreneur can learn from. So buckle up as we explore the rise, fall, and recent twists in the Disco saga, shedding light on key principles that spell success in the fast-paced landscape of the business world. Disco, founded by Kiwi Camara, has experienced rapid growth, hitting $135 million in revenue in 2022, marking a 19% increase from the previous year. Impressive, right? But that's not all. They've maintained stellar retention rates, boasting a gross logo retention of 95% and a net revenue retention rate of 121%. Now, to fuel their expansion, Disco strategically acquired companies like Levity, specializing in AI solutions for contract analysis, NextPoint, a cloud-based e-discovery software provider, and Esquify, an AI-powered workforce management tool. These moves have undoubtedly broadened their product offering and extended their customer reach. However, the legal tech landscape is no walk in the park. Fierce competition abounds, with both established players and new upstarts leveraging generative AI. But guess what? Disco isn't letting that hold them back. Taking a leap into the public domain in July 2021, Disco raised a whopping $224 million in its IPO. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol LAW, the company enjoyed a market cap of $2.3 billion and a share price of $34 as of November 2021. Fast forward to more recent times, Disco faced some rough patches in the tough software as a service market. Their market cap plummeted from a lofty $2 billion-plus to around $375 million. Despite a solid $135 million in annual recurring revenue, they found themselves trading at roughly 3x, a stark contrast to their earlier valuation. Adding a dramatic twist to the tale, last month saw the departure of founder and CEO Kiwi Camara after more than a decade at the helm. The circumstances surrounding his exit were far from positive, with the New York Post making serious and concerning allegations against him. In the wake of this, board member Scott Hill stepped up as the interim CEO. In retrospect, Disco has undeniably built a leading vertical software as a service platform for the legal space. Growing at around 20% year over year with robust retention rates, it's surprising to see their valuation at only around 3x annual recurring revenue given their track record. And there you have it, folks, the rise, challenges, and recent upheavals in the journey of Disco. Now that we've heard the story, we're dissecting the rise of Disco and uncovering three key principles that propelled them to success. Principle one, strategic acquisitions. First up, let's talk about Disco's strategic acquisitions. In the cutthroat legal tech industry, Disco made some smart moves by acquiring companies like Levity, NextPoint, and Esquify. These acquisitions expanded their product offering and increased their market reach. As a business owner, consider strategic acquisitions that complement your current offerings or fill gaps in your product lineup. Look for companies that bring unique value to your customers and align with your long-term goals. Principle 2, adaptability in a competitive market. Now, the legal tech arena is no cakewalk with established giants and new players entering the scene. However, Disco didn't let the fierce competition deter their growth. They navigated through the challenges, showcasing adaptability and resilience. Stay vigilant in monitoring your industry landscape. Be open to adapting your business strategies to meet evolving market demands. Conduct regular competitor analysis to identify trends and stay ahead of the curve, ensuring your business remains relevant. Principle 3, strong focus on retention. One of Disco's standout achievements is its impressive retention rates, a gross logo retention of 95%, and a net revenue retention rate of 121%. Building and maintaining a strong customer base has been crucial to their success. Prioritize customer retention in your business strategy. implement customer loyalty programs, gather feedback, and consistently deliver exceptional value. A satisfied, loyal customer base not only ensures repeat business, but also serves as a powerful marketing tool through word-of-mouth recommendations. And there you have it. The three principles that played a pivotal role in Disco's success, whether it's strategic acquisitions, adaptability in a competitive market, or a strong focus on retention, these principles can guide any business owner on the path to sustainable growth. Thank you for being part of today's adventure through the world of startups and innovation. Did this episode ignite any fresh perspectives or ideas? Share your reflections and favorite takeaways in a review wherever you're listening now. Remember to stay curious, continue to forge your own path, and subscribe and follow Startup Gems to be the first to access stories that will fan the flames of your entrepreneurial passion.